Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is a beautiful day outside.
Happy Thursday.
Yep,
Thursday. It is nice, and it's going to be, we've got a string of nice days, so the
lucky
news
us.
Is good in that way.
Hit it.
The Radio Alice Report.
Oh, this is, whoa.
Well, what?
Oh.
This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. What? Check out RadioAlice.com where you can stream Alice, get the Sarah and Vinny Show full podcast, and enter awesome contests. Go to RadioAlice.com. Excuse me, did you hear that?
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Oh, you fully heard that? Sorry.
Totally. I'm gurgling away over there.
Well, that was actually a burp that I stifled, but yeah, that was a full burp. I couldn't. Anyway, it's not funny. That's disgusting. What's wrong with me? All right, here's what's happening, everyone. What was wrong with me? I just ate a bowl of cereal in 3 seconds.
Yeah, that's what we do. We hork our food down during the breaks, and then we try to
burp
talk
live
without
on the air.
Burping.
Super.
Sure.
Okay, so this is interesting, and I thought it was interesting, and maybe you won't find it so, but I'll mention it, and we'll see where it goes. Disneyland has reopened. Yay!
That's
such great news.
So far, so good. I'm interested.
Disneyland's revamped Snow White ride is facing backlash over the years-old storytelling because Snow White and Prince Charming's kiss was while she was asleep.
Non-consensual. Yeah.
The classic Disney story goes like this. Snow White is poisoned by an evil queen and falls into a comatose state. That is until Prince Charming's true love's kiss breaks the spell and they live happily ever after. So I'm not a fan of the word problematic. I think I hear that probably way too often. And yet I am also a girl dad. And so some of these things do occur to me. And as I've aged, I've certainly got more sensitive to how that works between a man and a woman. I'm very careful. And in fact, even in my own marriage, I'd say...
Is this all right?
Well, I'll say it like this. Prior to getting married, we discussed. I was like, look, once a week. That's I don't think I'm asking too much. I definitely don't want to be in a sexless marriage, period. I just don't. And so, you know, then you have kids and things come up and you start to get like, oh, God, this is bad. So my wife has said to me, go ahead in the morning if you need to, it's cool. And my response to that is I really want a partner. If I'm going to be by myself, I'll be by myself by myself. How about that?
I don't want to do your sleeping carcass.
Right. So that is to me not a good solution to the problem.
Just do it.
But that brings up some of these long-fed stories to little girls that, you know, maybe they should.
It'd be one thing if it was true love's first F. But it's a fairy tale, and it's a cartoon, and I have no problem with the first kiss.
She can talk to chipmunks.
Yeah.
Like, come on,
right?
Guys. Like, I think it's the getting
birds,
taken out of context.
And honestly...
What does that mean?
Back to it being a fairy tale, an age-old fairy tale, that if you have a problem with, you absolutely do not have to play that, press play on that for your children. You don't have to. You know the story because everyone knows the story. Because it's one of those stories we've all heard. So, you know, have your problem somewhere else. Take your outrage somewhere else.
I'm pretty much with you in the sense that I also agree that this, you know, everything being problematic, especially old stuff.
Yep.
Yes, look through today's lens can be seen differently. But I guess the question becomes, and this is, you're right, it's on parents. The question becomes, should a little girl see that fairy tale? Mm-hmm. Because look, I understand what you're saying. Grown-ups absolutely can tell the difference between a fairy tale, but little girls can't.
How about this? How about, hey, mommy, that guy just kissed that girl and she didn't give consent. Well, honey, luckily you are woke enough that you know that that is not something we'd allow today. Let's talk about the historical contextuality of this particular fairy tale that we're watching. I mean, honestly, if in a worst case scenario, it could open up a conversation between you and a daughter.
And I also thought when I was a kid, I knew it was a fairy tale, right? That this probably is not going to happen in real life.
Yeah, probably you're not going to eat a poison apple. Probably you're not going to be comatose. And by the way, if the dude doesn't kiss her, she's going to croak. She's going to waste away and she's going to be dead. And a harsh wind is going to come through and blow her little snow white body off out a window. And she's going to crumple.
And what about Sleeping Beauty?
Like,
it's the same thing.
All of them.
She sticks her finger on
it. It is the same thing. You're right.
She sticks her finger and then she's in a sleep for... I don't know how long, and then the prince comes in.
It's like 100 years.
It gives her true
love. She doesn't
age,
by the way, because it's a fairy tale. The whole thing's fake.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not dead. I'm getting from you, and I don't disagree, but what I'm getting from you is that some of these problematic, again, I don't like that word, but that's the word they're using in the story. By the way, this story is from USA Today this morning, where they're talking about Disney's reopening, and this ride was sort of revamped, and yet the story is very old. Slightly outdated, and it's being pointed out that it's more than slightly outdated. It's super outdated, but I don't disagree with you, which is, look, then don't show it to your kid if you don't like
it. I actually think the bigger problem with the Snow White story is that someday my prince will come. He's not coming. There's no prince. There's no white horse riding in. You're never going to be a princess. You're certainly not going to be a queen. You can just forget it. You're marrying Bill from accounting when you're age 35 and so desperate to have a child that this is what your life has become.
510, text it in.
I missed what Nikki said.
510 texted in and said, why isn't the focus on the stepmom trying to kill her stepdaughter?
She's trying to kill the stepdaughter.
There's so many
problems. Please stop being outraged by stupid stuff. Honestly,
trying to kill her and sending that guy, the huntsman, to, you know, with a knife and everything.
He's
like,
cut her heart out. Bring me back really Snow White's scary. Heart in a box. There's look.
Yeah, that's what they say in the beginning of the movie.
It's a fairy tale. That's what, he sends her out to.
Well, this is what I worry about, too, is that.
Yes.
Usually Disney's pretty good about navigating the ways of the world in terms of, you know, they do good business, I guess I should say. So, but I do think they're going to have to address some of these things. And I wonder, like, you've said this to us before, Song of the South is gone.
Yeah.
Like, it's not something you can go rent or buy. It's just gone.
You can't get it anymore,
And maybe this will become that. Maybe that's where it's headed.
Let's hope it doesn't, because honestly, I really feel like scourging the earth of anything that might offend a child creates very simple adults. I think it's important to see complex things happening and to be challenged by them and to talk about them with other people. Mm-hmm. And if we wipe the earth of those things, a kid is going to be woefully unprepared for what real life has to offer.
Exactly.
Thank you. Thank you, Sarah. Great. Thank you so much for coming to
the TED Talk, people.
Yes.
Sarah?
Come on, man. Raise your kids.
You know, I like that Disney Plus has, they just show these movies that are under, like, you know, that are in the spotlight in question, but they have a warning before it that says, you know, it includes negative depictions and whatever else. So,
warning, parents, you may have to talk to your kids about this one.
Exactly. But it's still there. Yeah. They don't delete
before you press play and leave the room and thank God for a few minutes of free time, you may want to discuss this with your kid.
Honey, you're going to see some problematic images, the worst of which is not the stepmother trying to poison. It's that a prince is coming for you. He's not. Just get rid of that now.
If you want your kid to have popular, by the way, thank you. That's That's I enjoyed
Sorry
for my, your opinion
I got
on
very
that story.
Wound up on that. Very, very wound up. Sorry.
If you want your kid to have the popularity that you never did, it's easy.
Oh, it, is it?
They say.
I wish I'd heard this 15 years ago. Go ahead.
Just hold them back.
Hold them back. Oh.
A new study out of the Netherlands found the biggest factor in whether a kid is popular in school is how old they are.
Oh.
The oldest kids in a class are more likely to be popular than the youngest kids.
Oh.
They say older kids have advantages when they're young. Their brains are more developed. Their language and social skills are more developed. And they're usually bigger than the other kids. And that all leads to more attention and more praise.
Wow.
And that builds their confidence, which sticks with them as they grow up.
That is very interesting. I was highly unpopular, and I was like the youngest kid in the class.
Is that true?
Yeah. I'm a November baby, and I was four when I went to kindergarten.
I was older in my class, and I wasn't popular. But I also don't put people up on a pedestal like that. Like, we all, especially where I'm from, like, we all went to elementary, middle school, and high school
you
together.
You mean Benicia?
Yeah.
Benicia.
Benicia's an outlier. It's a very kind, wonderful community.
Where's that, I wonder? Oh, you mean Benicia.
The
okay, got
town.
It.
It's just, we have
How
one
many
high
kids
school.
In your class?
I think there was like 1,000-something.
Oh.
I mean, so it was a decent size, yeah. But we all grew up together.
Yeah.
So I didn't think to put anybody in that popular arena.
You're
like,
telling me there were no like class popular kids? There weren't like the, you know, the two that they dated on and off through middle school and high school?
Oh, yeah. There's that. But it's just, I guess, your perspective and how you look at it.
There were no class losers, like the one kid who got caught in the English class with his hand under the door.
Oh, no, there was.
Snap.
But I don't know. I just didn't think of anybody
differently. Sounds like nobody's cool enough for Coco.
No, nobody
Coco,
is.
Coco.
Oh,
nobody is.
Geez. I got my own thing going on. I'm Coco on an island.
I'm in my own space. Don't disrupt
Well, that's good. It's not like you had a healthy childhood.
Yeah. But I was the oldest, well, so.
Yeah, there were
There's a guy named Ralph barreling down 880 right now who's saying, I am going to be that guy for Coco.
Ralph? That was my grandpa's name.
Oh, well, see, there you go. I'm on to something here.
That's interesting, Vin. It would make sense too. You know, you're a year older, you're wiser. You got more stuff going on. You can tell the little kids.
In the simplest terms, I don't disagree with that. I do think that that plays in. I also think sometimes it's a kid with an older brother, and their older brother has taught them about music, and so they've been exposed to some things in their own house that other kids haven't.
Or so that kid is known. The older brother is known in the school. And,
right. So there's a lot of different
cool
things
guy.
That play into that, for sure. Yeah. But that's
But, hey, if holding them back can help, maybe you should think about it.
Right. Over half of Americans say their good habits sometimes make them feel worse. So I saw the headline and went, oh, this will be interesting.
All right.
And I can see where certain things do stand out. So over a third of people who've meditated or done calming exercises say it made them feel more anxious than before. And I can explain that to you like this. The first time you sit down to do meditation, you find out your brain is run amok. You will have the hardest time calming your thoughts and sitting still. And 2 minutes into it, you'll be doing the bills in your head or you know, that thing someone said to you this morning that was so rude. Who would ever say it?
Right. Impossible to think about nothing.
You realize that you're constantly heading for the weeds when you're trying to stay on point and just be calm.
Mm-hmm.
I can see how that would make someone anxious. The truth is, meditation takes practice.
Right. Practice
and it seems
is the
like
word.
You'd say, well, if it takes then I don't. There's a result that you will benefit from. It just takes a minute to wrestle your thoughts.
Right.
Takes
Push
a
them
few
down.
Tries.
Push them through the trap door and close it and lock it.
And I think most people give before they get to that, the benefit point. I can't do it. I give up.
It's hard.
One in three people who've gone to bed early to get a good night's sleep woke up feeling even more exhausted. I can see that they woke up too early and went, ah, great, I'm up at 5 a.m. Now what do I do?
Mm-hmm. Get up and do your morning show. You're 45 minutes late.
Right.
5 a.m. I'd love to sleep till 5 a.m. every morning. Give me that. How do I get that?
Two in five people have felt sick to their stomach after eating something healthy.
Oh.
If you're not used to eating health food, certainly there are things that can make you feel like you're if you're used to junk food, that's what your body's used to.
Right. You're like, I don't know what to do with all this vitamin A. I reject it utterly.
This shot of wheatgrass will make you feel like you're going to Ralph. Right. Oh, speaking of Ralph, sorry. Boot. Throw up. My bad. Ralph's Prince Charming in this break, not throw up. My bad.
Come on, Adele.
Interesting.
What a loser I am. 40% of people who used a cleaning product and the fumes made them sick.
Oh.
I don't know how healthy bleach cleaning products are, but okay, I can see that making you sick.
Hmm.
Those method ones, those don't make you sick. They just don't clean.
Yeah, they're streaky. But they do smell nice.
They smell great.
Yeah, that's why I keep using it. But then every once in a while, I got to grab the Windex because this really needs to be. This is just a streak. It looks like a map. It's so streaky.
Right. Top five chores that make us feel worse are running errands, cleaning, cooking, walking the dog, and
Why
taking out
errands?
The trash.
I don't
These
get
are
it.
Just chores. What do you?
I feel great about crossing those things off my list. I like
give
it.
Break.
It's good times.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 650 says, I was held back first grade, was not popular. The pretty kids were popular. Yeah, there's that plays into it too. Mm-hmm. Of course it does.
If you've got some disfigurement or something, you are screwed in school. Kids are so mean.
Well, there's all kinds of things that will get you ostracized. If you're the booger eater, you got a problem.
Yeah. Pee your pants.
Your parents should have told you, do that behind a wall.
Or don't
find
do
a
it.
Wall,
Try
go to the other side of it,
Those
and
are
then
not,
you eat your boogers.
They're not delicious.
Right. My son, a year older than his classmates, only made friends with kids in the grade above him. He said the kids in his class were immature. When friends graduated, he was left behind and made his senior year miserable.
Oh, that's too bad. He should have tried harder with the kids in his class. Take a few of them under
his wing.
Yeah,
you're probably right. Mm-hmm. I was the youngest, and we had 600 in our class. I wasn't in the cool crowd, but I was voted most popular.
What?
And I am the firstborn. I try to be nice to all... Oh, boy. Sorry, everyone. All...
It's okay.
Well, that must be so enough of the student body liked that person that they were like, I'm voting for... I like this person the best. I don't like those cool kids. Most popular.
Yeah, I don't know.
I was so in love with the guy who got most popular. I just loved him. Jim Morey.
Jim Morey. Yeah. And Jim Morey, did you talk to Jim?
No, I couldn't.
So you never talked to Jim, but you loved him.
I mean, I talked to him. Look, listen, in my high school, I grew up in the sticks. I say I'm from Boston, but I'm from an hour south of Boston, and I lived in a cow town. There were 400 kids in my whole school, and we all went to school together from kindergarten to senior year. So there were like 100 kids in my entire class, and this kid, Jim Morey, oh. But then I went back, look. 15-something years later, whatever, just randomly in town, and I go to the gas station, and Jim Morey's working there. I'm like, oh. Peaked in high school. Don't peek in high school. Don't peek in high school.
Damn.
Don't
peek
in
grace,
high school. Because I was like, hey, man, my life's happening. Look at Jim Morey. He was a captain of the football team. He dated the hot cheerleader, Cindy Soule or whatever her name was. And
Cindy Soule.
I know. And there he is working at the gas station. I'm like, oh, hey, you doing, Jim?
Oh, he's still at the gas station?
Oh, I don't. I mean, it's been 15 years at least. Oh. I think it was 15 years out of high school. I was probably like... my early 30s. Like, I worked here at Alice by then. Oh. So I went back and I was like, don't peek in high school. You remember that one time at homecoming? Nope, I don't. I didn't go to that. I wasn't popular.
And it clearly made you well-adjusted and happy for everyone.
No.
Look at her dancing on the guy's grave. Jesus. All right, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Two of our favorite musicians have brand new TV shows premiering tonight, and both of them totally different shows. They look great.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.